Uyandaf Memzaina Medbeis. We hear in the Mishnah that from the Chiyuvim of the Baal, V'chayiv b'mzaynei seho u'bepirkuno u'kforoso. Tana Rabbono, tiknu mzaynei seho tachas maise yodeho. They were misakin, he's mechuyev to give her mezainis, the husband's mechuyev to give her mezainis, because her maise yodayim belongs to him. Ukvuroso, they were misakin, he has to be mekabaho, tachas ksuboso, because she brought in anadin, the nichsei tzayim balzel, so, for the nichsei tzayim balzel, there's a chiyuv on him to be mekabel her if she dies. Lefichoch, therefore, baal oichel peiris. Therefore, the baal eats peiris. So this is very unclear. Peiris man dechar shmayu. Who's talking about peiris over here? We were talking about Maisi Adel. We were talking about the Nadin. Now, how did peiris come in? So the Gemara answers, Chsuri mechsere v'hochi k'toni. There's another bove in this baraisa. Tiknu mezainai seho, tachas maise yodel. That he's mechuyev to give her mezainis, because her maise yodain belongs to him. Upirkuno, he's mechuyev to be poida her, if she became nishbis, she became captured, tachas peiris. Because of the schus achilas peiris of the nichsei meluk. Ukvuroso is mechuyev to be mekabah tachas ksuboso because of the nadin she brought in. Fine. So now we said three chiyuvim of the baal the ishtoi because of the, of three schusim, because of maisiyada is mechuyev to give a mezainis. Because of the peiris is mechuyev pirkuno, and because of the ksube, the nadin is mechuyev lekovo. Now, lefichach baal eichel peiris, but that still doesn't, it's still very unclear. My lefichach. So the Gemara says, mal de teime meichel loinechlinu, maybe he shouldn't eat the peiris. Anuchi nanchinu, let's just leave the peiris. And the imkein mimna v'loy porik, so he won't be poide if he doesn't eat the peiris. Kamash melon doho adife. It's better he should eat the peiris and he should be poide. Zimnen doloy molu uporik lo midide. That means sometimes there won't be enough peiris, but that was the takone, that he should eat the peiris, and without a cheshbon, how much he's eating, he eats the peiris, and then, but there's a chiyuv on him that for the schus achilas peiris, he has to be paid to her. It doesn't matter what the amount is being asked for her pidyon. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Kvuroso tachas ksuboso, tachas anedunye sheichnisa loy. This is for the nadin that she brought in. This nichsei tzayim ba'alzov, hi ksuve b'shtach ha'ksuve, v'hu yayrish. Tachas peiris, pikuna tachas peiris, shu oichel mi nichsei meluk shelo. Kigoin nechosim shenoflu lo mishenisais. Now, nichsei meluk is nechosim she acquired after the nesuin. Oy shehoyu lo koidam lachain, sheloy shamos on loy benedunyas ksubosa. Or, she had before the nechosim. She got married with these nechosim, but this was not nisham, alt nichsei tzayim ba'alzel. Nichsei tzayim ba'alzel means that, we're shom the nichosim now b'shas nisuin, and, when he gives her a get, he has to, piches pichsuloi, he has to give her the amount of how much it was worth b'shas they got married. And if it was loisham, so it's her karka, but he has a schus achilas peiris. The loimolu loyebe peiris kedei pekuna. Could be that the peiris that he had eaten is not enough to be paid of. Ahashte ki achlinu. But now we made a takona, you always eat peiris. V'lo yediye kamahave. We don't know how much he ate. There was a takona, you eat without a cheshbon. Is porik lo midilei. The hochi tikun, that was the takona. The ihu ochil bein rav bein mat, v'hu porik kol kamo dahave. Let us see Taisvis. Tiknu mezaineis taches maise yodeo. Now, the loshen, this loshen, the mashmois loshen is that the iker is maise yodeo. They were mesaken that maise yodeo belongs to him, and they were mesaken since he's getting maise yodeo, so he has to give her mezaineis. Beperik afalpi, the komaravune, yechoyle ishe shetoyma labailo, eini nizainis veini yoise. She can tell, I don't want your mezainis, you won't have maise yodain. Kosova, so the Gemara says, Ravuna holds, kitkinu rabonon mezaini ike. The takana was that he has to give her mezainis. And since he's giving kamezaynis, that's why maise yodeo belongs to him. So if she doesn't want it, takone yevshi betakodes chachamim, so she won't get mezaynis. This is leteigoson. If she doesn't want, she can say eini nezaynis veini oise. Uporich mehocha. So the Gemara in Perek Afopi asks from this baraisa. This baraisa says fakert. Tiknu mezoinei seo tachas maisi yodeo. It would seem maisi yodeo is the ike, and since he's getting maisi yodayim, that is why he has to give him mezoinis. Umishani, so the Gemara says, you have to make a grais. Eimo tiknu maisi yodeo tachas mezoinis. That's how Rav Huna was geiris. That the Iker is Mezainis, and they were Mesakin for the Mezainis, Amaisi Adain belongs to him. Vahashte Resh Lokish de Polik Aleihosom. Now Resh Lokish is Chilik and Ravune. Va'omar and he holds Maisi Yodeho Iker. Afakert Iker Takana was Amaisi Adain belongs to him. And since he's getting a maise yadayim, he has to give him a zaynis. Einai megiya bereise dehoche, elashayne, the way it says, tikno mezaynis, tachas maise yodel. V'lechayre lididei, so Taisvis says, so lechayre, it should come out, yochel habal loyme leishti, si maise yodayich lemzaynisaya. So if the ikel takone was l'toiva sabal, so if he doesn't want her maise yodayim, so tell her, I don't want this takon, I don't want your maise yodayim, and I won't give you mezainis either. L'chayre, I mean, that we see from Rav Huna, that whatever, for whoever the takona was, l'toivosoi, so he can say, yevshi b'takonis chachomim. So l'chayre, according to Resh Lakish, the husband should be able to say, I don't want your maise yodayim, and see maise yodayich, lem zay nisayich. Va'av al gav deloy sofka, even though she won't have enough. That means the whole, he's not mechuyiv to give her mezaynis. There wasn't a takona, a husband has to give mezaynis. The takona was, since you're getting her maise yodayim, that's why you have to give mezaynis. So mamela, if he doesn't want the maise yodayim, so Lechayre shouldn't have to give Mezainis v'afal gav delay sofka. That's not his obligation to see she should have Mezainis. Kivin de kesava maisi yadeika. Mataisa says, avli efsha loy mekein, kedemuchach b'reish hamadir, perkama de gitten, the beloy sofka chayiv lezayna. That's poshet that Chazal never pater the husband from giving her mezaynis if she can't be mefarnes herself. That's mevuah and two gemaras. So he says that zicha was a takonis Chazal that the husband has to see that she should have mezaynis. So what is pshat that he holds maisi yadeh ikol amaynav gemine? So chleim the omar ishlokish maisi the ika alinyan she'eino yachay loloyma eini nizaynis veini oise. That means that she can't say eini nizaynis veini oise because he can tain, I want a maisi yadeh. That was the takone. The takone was that I have a right to your maisi yadeh. So you can't say nizaynis veini oise. Abaleidach gise that he should pater himself from the mechiyev mezaynis leishtoi that Chazal never permitted. Ukvuroso, now it says further in the Baraisa, ukvuroso tachas ksuboso. Perish, what's ksuboso? Nidunyoso. He says the nadin, for the nadin, that she brings in for the nichsei tzayim barzel, he's chayiv lekovro. Avol ein leforish tachas mono masayim. For not having to give her mono masayim, that's his mechuyiv to be mekavah. Doma lekamon da arusa ein lo kvure. And arus is not mechuyiv to be mekavah. So, like this we'll say, because the nadin is given by the nesuin. So memele, so that's why, and that's erusa ain't lo kvura. So it would seem it's not for the mona mesayim, it's for the nadin. Anuchi ninchinu. Now it says over here, that lefichach baal oichel peiris. Tiknu, it says like this, yipikuno tachas peiris. It says two things, that he's mechuyev to be paidaha because of the peiris. Therefore, he eats the peiris. Now, so we have two statements. Number one, for the peiris, he's mechuyev to be poide, and therefore he eats the peiris. So it would seem there would be another oifen how to understand pikuna tachas peiris, but that oifen would not be such a good oifen l'teiboso, so we say l'fichoch, he eats the peiris, and this is l'teiboso. So now Tais explains, anuchi ninchinu, peiris, he shouldn't eat them right away. No, we should leave them actually yahei loy bamele his palnes vozikrim. That means not he should be right away be able to take the peiris. Let's leave the peiris, and if he'll be in the need for them, then he should take vozikrim. So that's no good because maybe he won't need the peiris, and then she'll become. It shall be captured, and there won't be enough to be paid. The Gemara doesn't mean that he shouldn't get the peiris at all. No, there are two dinim over here. He says the Baraisa start off by saying, for the peiris he's getting, he's mechuyev to be paid. Now the Bereis is moisiv, the oifen, how he gets the peiris. That means there could be an oifen that if he is not in a dire need for the peiris as yet, he shouldn't take the peiris. He'll only take it when he'll be in a dire need for the peiris. And that would also be tikno pirkuno tachas peirisel. But if that would be the case, she might lose out from it because what will be if he's not in a dire need yet and he didn't take the peiris yet and in the meantime she got captured. So Lamaisis will say, well, listen, I didn't take it, so finish. So let's use these peiris for her p'diyah. And that's not good for her. So therefore they said, no, lefikach oichel peiris. He eats right away the peiris. Not, Not only when he's in a dire need, then he eats. He eats right away the peres. So he said, you eat right away the peres. So there's no cheshbonis. So and the cheshbon is, you're eating the peres, then whenever she'll get captured, whatever will be asked to pay, you're mechuyev to be paid up. Zimnin de loimolu uporik lo medide. So that's why we said that he should eat the peres. It'll come out that she'll always be assured of pidyon. Af al gav de iker takone bishvil dido kedamash mahoche. It seems we see klo. That means we made the oifen of his chus and peiris should be such an oifen to ensure that she'll be nivde. V'chein la'el. And the Gemara before and Daf Mem Zayin Abed Aleph also said the Kama Bishleim Bale Tekinu Lai Peire Dil Mishtaboy Umim Navaloi Poriklo. So that means they were Misakin Peires to ensure that she'll be Nifte. So we want that she should be able to be Nifte, and that is why we said that the Peires belong to him. So if the takone is letevoso, mikol mokem eino yechayla loymar eini nifdis veini naisenes peiros. Haf al pikein, she cannot say, I'm meichel you the pidyon and I'm not going to give peiros. Doktoni bebrai, because the loshen of a baraisa says, pirkuno, Tachas Peiris, that he's mechuyev to be paid to her because he's getting Peiris. So weiss doch ois that he's assured in getting the Peiris. And since he's assured in getting the Peiris, that's why he's mechuyev to be paid to her. So it seems that she can't take away the schus achilas Peiris from him by saying, eini nivdis veini nais and Peiris. Mash medeni chayla laloyma, ki heichi the daikla kama deni chayla isha shetaybeni nizaynis veini oise. Because it says tiknu mizaynis tachas maisi yodeh. So vaystoy, since he's assured of getting maisi yodeh, that's why he has to give him mizaynis. Since he's assured of getting peiris, that's why he has to be paid up. Die Preise der alte Tonne tickt noch bis eines Tages meist hier der Alme der Einje Geule. Wo hat sich Lagia Preise beschwill kach, auf und der Herr wie Magia der Preise. So we see from this that even though we see that Chazal had her in Zinnin to make sure that she's a betuche in Pidyon, that's why they said he eats the pavers right away, Abel Le'idach Gisa, they had him in Zinnin also, that he should be assured to have Peiris. So Memela, no one can do anything. No, I mean, so this Takon has to remain. He always gets Peiris, and she's always Batuach and Pidyon. Then Taisis brings another Raya that she cannot say, Eini Nivdis ve'eini Naisim Peiris. The Becheskes Habatim, Bazoirik begitten leimotzi lashkuchi sheichotze leishe beloi bailo. The Gemara cannot find that she should possess a chotze that he doesn't have a schus achilas peiris in the chotze. The poich hatzeire ma shekonzi shekona bailo. Umukin, the Gemara makes an akimta bekoisev lo dinin dvore meili binirsaye. Then the Gemara says v'chikosev lo may have, he has it already. How can he be misalik himself? That he shouldn't get the schus achilas peiros. So the only way the Gemara could have figured out that he's mesalik himself, he shouldn't have a schus achilas peiros in the chotzer is that he said dinu dvor mainly. V'hashte my duchkin lok mehochi. You have a problem that she should have a chotzer that he doesn't have a schus achilas peiros. She said, "Eini nivdis." So again, we see that she can't say it. ואבל גב דאבי נמי מוצי לאוקמי כגוין שנוסנו לו מנשן לבילה רישוז בו ולא יקומה. So this says, באמסן, that what the Gemara didn't say this tzir, לחייר is no right, I have another tzir, which the Gemara didn't mention. If it was given to her, מנשן לבילה רישוז בו, which will זכר help, Blaikoma, ein mishim dein yeire l'svarazu. The Gemara is not yeire to such an akimta, aber kvar yore l'svara shabal misalik minachosim. Im kein leime kegayin shom reini nivtis, that she was misalik. From the schus pti alavadi eino yechayla leime. She cannot say this. V'yesh li tein tam. What's that of the reason? Afal gav del Ravune, if we say it was Niskan l'tayvoso, and Ravune says, Yechoy le'ishe she'toyma le'baylo, eini nezoynes ve'eini oise, that something that was Niskan l'tayvoso, she can say, Yevshi betakonas chachomim. So if we see that this was Niskan l'tayvoso, so why can't she say Yevshi b'takanus chachamim and mevata on the pikune and eini nivdis ve'eini nais and peiris? So Tosis says on this three terutz. Terutz number one: Osam mishum de'eino mafkas legamri atakone. By saying eini nizaynis ve'eini oise, so this is not a hafko. And the takana da rabona. She im omra hayoim eini nizaynis ve eini oise, lemocha tase tei nizaynis. That means that the eini nizaynis eini oise is not an akira legamri of the takanas chachomim. That means today she can say eini nizaynis ve eini oise, and tomorrow she can change her mind. That means it's flexible. The takone, it seems it's an affair of each day. She does ma'isya del and she gets mezainis. So today she could say, eini nezainis. Tomorrow she can say, that she'll do for him and she'll get mezainis. Aval im omro eini niftis, ba eini nezainis peiris, Remafkas legamri takonas peiris. To peiris shel kol yomeho heim tachas pirkuno. That means that was the takone. That the peiris of kol yomeho, that is tachas pirkuno. And if she'll say one day that, I'm a vat, I don't want the pirkun, I don't want the peiris, so it's finished. So there's an akire on the whole takone. The peiris shall call your mayor him tachas pirkune. But here, the hafko does not have to be an hafko legamri. Today she can say it in the zainis, tomorrow she'll say in the zainis. Fafilim tim tzoloyme. That this is not an emissary teretz. That means that she wants, since it's l'tevos, she can be mafkia the takona legamri. Akati yesh loimem leimotzi omra eini niftnes shleititma bein ha'oivdei kechal. It means Chazal wanted not l'tayvos saw what she wants, but l'tayvos saw that Chazal wanted to make sure that she'll always be assured with pidyon. So Mamela Chazal said she cannot be oiker this takone. Inami. Now this is a third teretz. Shani peiris. The yodai ki yodo, b'zoiche beguf hakarke. That means the takona of peiris is not when the peiris grow. We give it to the baal. It's a schus to eat the peiris that grew. No, the takona of peiris is that he has a schus in the karke le peiris. That means for the peiris that grow in this karka, it's his karka. That was the takona. The takona was that you have aschus achilas peiris. Not that you could eat that. So that means that that it's your karka la peiris. So the minute they got married, so lemaisa he was zoiche in the karka aschus karka la peiris. Now later tomorrow she'll say, you know, I changed my mind already. I don't want the pekunin and I want the peiris. You can't change your mind. I was zoich in the kark already. That means bishloim. Avo maisa yodeh ene be'en v'shach l'meima sheyizke b'guf ha'yodayim. So by maisa yodeh, it's take something that he gets. He gets keseda. That means when she makes something, so it belongs to him. So she'll say, listen, he didn't get a schi in it. The whole takona is when she makes something, so then it belongs to him because of the mezainis. So if we say mezainis, she can say, I don't want your mezainis. And then mele, you won't acquire this chus from my maisa yodayim. But over here, it's too late already. That means it's his already. So Rabbi Kiveg is Moira, he says, but what, that's very good in a karka that, let's say that means if Bishas Nisuin, she had a karka, so he got already a schus in this karka, so she can't say, Eini Nizainis, she can't say, Eini Nivdis, Veini Eichel Peis, but what will be, let's say that she didn't have any nichse maluk yet. That means, later. So she's saying now that listen, if I'll ever yarshin karkois, I don't want your pekune, and I don't want that you should get a schus achilas peiris. So according to this third teret, she'll be able to say this. So, and it's not so posh again, so now we have Eichet Timsa, he's just that, it's Shaykh, I mean, that was Tesus Kashv, and the Gemara in Baba Basra in Gittin, the Gemara wanted to find a case that he doesn't have a Schus Achilles Peiris and a Chot, so Tesus had to have a case. So, I mean, look, we still have a case. According to this Teretz, look, we still have a case. If she didn't yet acquire, Nichse Maluk, and she says now, Eini Niftis ve'ein lecha peiris. Zag the Gemara weiter. Ve'epoch ano. Rasi Rashi. He says, we have here a set. She gets mezainis, he's mochit gemzainis for the maisi yodeh she's giving. He gives up pikune because of the peiris. So it's pikune for peiris, the zaynis for maisi yodel. In fact, the gemara ve'epoch ano, mezaynis tachas peiris. Let's say a different combination. He gives up mezaynis for the peiris, upikuna tachas maisi yodel. I mean, why did we make, there's a give and take over here. He's getting and he's giving. So how do we know to make this combination? Mezoinis tachas maishi odeh, and peiris tachas pirk, and pirkuna tachas peiris. Let's say the other way. Mezoinis tachas peiris, u pirkuna tachas maishi odeh, v'nafke mino. The omro eini nizoinis ve'eini oise, like lum kamra. That means because the maisia der mezainis, that's not mezainis for maisia der. It's not maisia der for mezainis. It's a different cheshbon. So the Kivege asks on the Gemara's kasha. He says the Gemara says in Kedushin, and we hear this in Taisus already, that the Gemara says, let's learn out Kedushin from Maisa Yodel, by an Ov. That just like the father gets Maisa Yodel, she gets Kesa Kedushel.
So the Gemara says, Shiny Maishida, the Mitzinamina. That means he gives a Mizainis. So since he gives a Mizainis, so that's why the Maishidaim belongs to him. So Taisus explains that even though he's not Mechuyev to give her Mizainis, but that's the normal procedure that a father usually is Mazen his daughter. So that's why the Torah gave him Maishidaim because of the Mizainis he normally gives her. So Rabbi Kivega says, so we see, this is a Torah de Keseda, Mais Yoder Tachas Mezainese. We see that this was a Din Torah, that means, that's that has Mais Yoder Mina Torah. So the Gemara said, the reason for this is, Mezainese Tachas Mais Yoder Tachas Mezainese. So he says, so Mistava is when the Rabbonon made Atakone, they duplicated the Din Torah. So Mamela, that's why the Cheshbon was, Mezainis Tachas Maisi Yodeo, not Mezainis Tachas Peresel. That's precis Moira. Al Kaponim, Abai said a different Teretz, Tiknu Motzi Le Motzi, Bishaine Motzi Le Shaine Motzi. So Rashi says, "Emezoynis umaisia der mitzuyin shvuye veisha sheshal nichsam aluk loy shchichi." So Mamela, that's why they came to this formula. Amarove. So now the first tana we see klo holds that the whole chi of mezoynis is ad rabbonon tiknu mezoynis. Tachas Maise Yodet. Satakon de Rabbonim. Omar Rove, Haitane Sova Mezainis Midiraise. But now, this Tana holds Mezainis Midiraise. The Sanye, Lintana Baraise, Sheiro Eilu Mezainis. Becheinu Oimer, Vashe Ochlu Sheir Ami, Psar Ami. Ksuso Kemashmoi, Einosoi Zu Oina. So oyne amure beteire. Vergein hu oymer im tane es benoisai. We'll see in a minute pshat in this. Rabbi Lozer oymer sheira zu oyna. Vergein hu oymer ishish al kol sher besore le siklavu legales erve. So sher besore means a korev. So this is the kilva of Ishus Mestame is Mechayev Aina Ksusa Kemashmoy Einoso Eilu Mezoynes Vchenu Oima Vayancho Vayari Vecho. Let us see Taisvis. Im Tane Es Benoisai. So the Gemara says that Einoso is Oino. Im Tane Es Benoisai. V'im Toima. The Adarabe. Me haikro mashme, do einoso lav hainu oine shel tashmish. Einoso does not mean oine shel tashmish. The peg basre di yume, now, so it means if you would learn, im tane es benoisoi, that you'll be ma'ane, my daughters, with tashmish, so then you see that means like it says, by shem vayaneho, so if B it's called inui, so then it's called einoso. Then we could say that imtan es benoisa is a lotion from tashmish. So then we'll say that einoso means the inui of tashmish. But lav haino einoso shel tashmish. The peg basra the yuma mashme imtan es benoisa. Hainu sheyimna mehem tashmish. That's the taich imtana es benoisai. You'll be mineya from them tashmish. The mahaikro navkelon, the minias tashmish hamite kori inui. That's we learn out that there's a chiyuv of inui in Yom HaKippurim. So therefore a person is, and inui from tashmish is called an inui. So, not being mishamish is called inui. So, haki say einoso means tashmish. V'yeshloim v'dohachinam ikomako. Einoso lo yigra dovo shehu ke inui shemayna mimenu. Something that if she will not have this, she will become a ma'une. Tahainu tashmish. So memela, that's pshat, is this, the einoso lo yigra, something that by missing this, she'll be a ma'une. So that's the same thing, vayancha vayarivecha, that it means mizaynis, if you'll be missing this, you'll become a ma'une, with ra'ovain. Agavuch, perhaps we could like to say over for a minute, the zamayre de kevot, in the Be'er Yosef, that, he explains that Lavon was mashbia Yaakov Avinu imtane es benoisai, that if you'll be beneya tashmish from my daughters, from Rachel and Leah. So he says it's a very modern maiseh. That means if Lavon had noticed the whole time Yaakov was there by him, Yaakov was not memala his tafkid, and he had to stand over his head to make sure he's memala his tafkid. So memala says, listen, now you're going away, but we have to make sure, I'm not around to make sure that you'll be memala your tafkid. So memala, I'll be mashbi you al kaponim that you should be memala your tafkid. But we don't find such a thing that Yaakov Avinu was ever choshed on such an inyan. So all of a sudden, the last thing that Lavan is worried about him, Tanes Benoisa, Amoyre de Kehore. So he says, Amoyre de Kevot. He says as follows. The Ramban says that with Yaakov Avinu, married two sisters, that was Dafke in Chutz Loretz, was before Matan Teure. So Memele in Chutz Loretz, he was a cheshbon that to marry two sisters, so married two sisters. But Eretz Yisrael, the Ramban says, that she became Uberis from Binyamin and Chutzlaret. And Eretz Yisrael, he was Peirish from her already. He was Zicha Peirish from Rochel. She's Dachis Isha, if not Leia also, but Al Kaponim, from Rochel, Zicha was Peirish. Lavan wanted that Yaakov should stay by him. So, and that was a way, he knew that Yaakov is a frumeh, and they'll come to Eretz Yisrael, so they'll be perish from his daughters. So he said, I want you to swear in Tana is benoisai. That means, listen, you're going away to Eretz Yisrael, isn't it? But you have to swear that you won't be under my daughters. You won't be Menea Tashmish for my daughters. So here, this was love on Arami. So he had him by the Golgol. So that means, and he won't swear because he's a from Eretz Yisrael. He'll be Poirish. And he's swearing to him that he won't be Ma'ane. So that was the Cheshbon of love on Arami. So what's Akev Pshat and Yaakov Avinu? So he says, so Pshat is like this. Pshat is, he says, that's Zicha. When he went and he took them out to the Sode, Rochel and Leah, and he told them he wants to go back to Eretz Yisrael, Yizicha told them what his plans were. And Yizicha agreed. Just like he was a frumah, they also were frumahs. So Memele, by them, Menias HaTashmish in Eretz Yisrael was not an inui by them. Fakert HaTashmish would be an inui if it. Then Achis Isha Chas V'Sholem. So Memele, that was the Mikesh Tispato. That means, the lotion was, you shouldn't be ma'ane my daughters. He said, don't worry, Shver Leiben, I won't be ma'ane your daughters. That is what, Ake. He won't be ma'ane the daughters. And that's Ake true. Because by them, it wasn't an inui in Eretz Yisrael, the Menias HaTashmish. Let's go further in the Gemara. Abeloz, Rabbi Lezer, Ben Yaakov, Oimer, Sheira, Ksuso, Lefum, Sheira, here Sheira Lachera means Gufo. That Sheira is a pirish on Ksusa. According to her goof, you should give Ksusa. You should give begodim. Shaloyitain lo loyshel yaldol is kaino. You should not give clothing which a Yaldo would enjoy to a skeina who, for her goof, these are not good begodim. V'loishel skeina liyaldo. We'll see soon in Rashi. And then, ksusa v'ainosa, lefum ainosa, tank susa, according to the weather outside, that's how the types of ksusim you should give. Shlayitain chadoshim b'moysa chame, v'loishchokim b'moysa kshomim. That means, new begodim normally are much warmer than rubbed out begodim. So then for the summer, don't give the new begodim, and for the winter, give shchokim. Let us see Rashi. Oino amura betoire, kan nemra oines tashmish. Ulakamot nan emasi, and what is this man of the chiyuv? Lefum sheira, means according to haguf, zekeine koshelo masui, it's hard for zekeine to wear a thick begodim, veini yechayla lisbeil begodim rechovim, V'yalda tzricha begodim rechovim lisnois bahem. So memele, so you have to give lefum gufa, lefum einosa, lefi ha'eis, imchama, imtzina, chadoshim chamim hem yoisa min hashchokim. Zok taisves, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov oimer, she'eira ksusa, lefum she'eira ten ksusa. Perish Rashbam. So it's a modern maaser. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov seems the whole posik is speaking about his mechuyif to give her begodim. That's it. And the Torah is mefaret. The begodim should be masim to her age. The begodim should be masim to the weather. The whole posik is speaking about clothing, a wardrobe. Perish Rashbam, the Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov sovanami de mezoinis de yeraise, the hochim misnaya sefer de bereise. Mizoinis minayin, amrit kalvochim, umadvom shein bem kiyum nefesh kach. Heises begodim, shein bem kiyum nefesh. That means that the existence of the goof is not solely dependent on them. The Torah was makpid, vom shesh bem kiyum nefesh, alachas kama vekama. Derech eretz minayim, how do we know tashmish? Amrit kalvochim, this wasn't the purpose of the nisuim. So memele, so it comes out that all these tanoim hold that oino, that mezainus is a deraisa.
Who
is the one that holds that mezainus is only at the corner of the rabbonon? All these tanoim hold that mezainus are at the raise. Zog the Gemara weiter. Toni Rav Yosef, she'eiro zu kiru boso, shelo yinag bo minik parsiyim, shemisham shemitaseyim bilvushayim, is, that's why that's a chiyuv of the tashmish should be belib godim. Sile ravune, dama ravune, ima iefshi alani bebigdi, vehi bebigdo, if he is makpid, he doesn't want such an open attachment, is yaitzi v'naising sube. The Ritva says, even though he's doing this out snius, but it's missing derech chibe. So the mele, so that's why it's awesome. Zog te gemore weiter. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, afilo oni shebi Yisrael, Layivchais Mishnei Chalilim Vekenenes. He says, we had, the Tanakhama says, Ischaiv Bekvuroso, and Rabbi Yudis Moisev, that is Mechuyev, to give the minimum of Shnei Chalilim Vekenenes, which was used for the Beshaste Kvure, to be Me'oirer Evil. Mechlal, the Tanakhama Sova, Hani Loi. He's not mechuyev. He's mechuyev l'kikvogoso. He's not mechuyev to give a mekenenes and shnei chalila. So the Gemara asks, hey chidomi, what is the case? Ida ulcho, if by her family, all the women, they're mekabo with chalilim and mekenenes, is, a fellow will say, by his family, it's not like that, but by her family, it's like that. My taina de tamakame, the omaloi. So why not? The din is eina yeredes imoi. That means she's not mechuyev to have less than her family has because that's his minig and his family. Ve'i de lav ucho, if in her family, when the women are the Levayas there, there's no Mekenenis and Chalilim. It's my time with the Rabbi Yehuda, so why does Rabbi Yehuda say that he has to, and the whole family doesn't have such a ceremony by the Levayas, so why does he have to shtel to Shnei Chalilim and a Mekenenis? Loitzriche, kegoin de ulche dide, v'lav ulche dido. That means that in his family, Take, the women have such a levaya with chalilim. In her family, the women don't have such a levaya. Tanikam esova, ki emrinin oile imoy ve'ena yeredes imoy. That is a din that she acquires the milas which are existent by him. Hani mili mechayim. That's dafke mechay, avol achem isa, but now that she's nifter, loy, so there's no din of oile imoy, so memele, so mitzad her mishpoche, they don't have such a levaya. And mitzad alocha of oile imoy, that's dafke if it's imoy, but if she died, so there's no din of oile imoy. Rabbi Yudisova, afilu la'achem isa, oma Rav Chisda, Omar Ma'ukve Halocha Ki Rabbi Yehuda. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Di Ulcho Derech Benois Mishpachto Bekach, My Time of the Tanek Kame Da Omar Loitzorech. Ulche Livnois Mishpachto Yoisen Kein, Oile Imoi Vene Yeredes Imoi. We learn this out, mi bu'ulas bal nafkelon, bal yosoi shel bal. That means she's nigrar after the alias of the bal, v'loi beri yidosoi shel bal perik afopi. So the Gemara says that the Tanakama holds ani mili michaim. Kigoin, hu oime lohonik es bino, vi oimeres, sheloi lohonik, v'derch benois mishpach, by his mishpoche, they hire menekes. So that's the din that oile imoy, that beliosay de baal. Let us see Taisvis. The ulchei didei, the lav ulchei dido. Perish bekontris, the ulchei bibnois mishpachtoi, avol ein derech bibnois mishpachto. That means, yeah, v'koshe. So Taisvus asks, Amir de Kekashe. So b'kitzel, Rabbi Yehuda's machadish, the din of oile imoy is noyig afilu la'achem isa also. So, for Taisvis, da mai nokat shnei chelilim umekainenes achas. So, what does he say? This has to be. Shnei chelilim umekainenes has to be. I mean, they have to know what his mishpacha did. If his mishpacha there was 20 chelilim, he did 20 chelilim. I mean, how do you come to this number? Shnei chelilim in the Koinenis, this has to be. I mean, that's not the criteria. The criteria is whatever his mishpacha is. If it's more than her mishpacha, you have to do. Havale leminked lo yivches lo midar koi. That's what it should have said.
The Ritva answers, because of a shvera teretz of the Rabbeinu Tam, the Ritva answers that the Emerson, it's, that means if by his mishpoche there were 20 chalilin and 10 mekainenis, so even though Rav Yehuda was mechadish, it's oile imoy la'acha misosa, that's only 2 and 1. That means you don't have to go all the way la'acha misa. Some aliyah you need, but that's it. That's the maximum you mechuyiv to do. That's how the Ritva for emphas. The Rabbeinu Tam says it's a very interesting thing. When Rabbeinu Tam, the Ulche did day, Hainu afilu la'oni shebi Yisrael, ein peichsin mishnei chalilim emokainenis. Ulche did day does not mean what the minig was with the Noshim and his mishpoche. Ulche did day means that there wasn't a zocho that did not have by his levaya shnei chalilim and a makenenis. Aval in the kevis, yesha peichsin. By the kevis, not others could be by the kevis. There wasn't such a ceremony by the levaya. Aval in the kevis, Rab Yehuda, lo yivchais mishnei chalilim, afal gav, that means, Davagav de im loy niseis, shema hoyu poichsin lo, abakimen de niseis, lo yifchais lo, kamoy shem poichsin loy. He says, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's a very interesting thing, that als, since she's nosi loy, so she gets the schusim that a zocher has. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Umiwa loshin dochuk de koma kigoin di ulche di day. Kigoin di ulche di day. Why is it in a kimte? Mashme di ike de lav ulche bahochi. It would seem that there's cases that it's not ulche. Zogte gemore weiter. Va oma rav chizde oma ma ukve. Mishenishtate bezn yerden un nechosa vizonin un mefarnesin es ishtoi ubonov ubnoisov vidover ache. That if a person is nishtate, so bezn is yerden nechosa, and they take from the nechosim mizonis and mefarnesin means begodim es ishtoi ubonov ubnoisov, and also They take from the nechosim for dover achim. Oma lei ravina la rav ashi maishna mahodes hanye, misha holach limdines hayom, ve ishtoi teivas mezainis, bezdin yerdin lenechosov, ve zonin umefarnesin es ishtoi, avoloi bonov ubnoisov, veloi dover achim. So we see that the bezn is only yoyred litzoyrech parnosis and mezoynes ishtoi, not for parnosis and mezoynes bonov ubnoisa. And you're saying that the yoyred litzoyrech parnosis bonov ubnoisa. Omar lei v'loi shani loch ben yoytzei lodas li yoytzei sheloi lodas. Now let us see Rashi. Zatrashi, v'dover ache, lekamo meforish, zonin, mizoynis, mefarnesin, levush, uksus. Avoloi bonov obnoisov, sheine chayiv, bimzoynisayim, bechayiv. V'loi shani loch, yoytzi min amokim lodas. If a person leaves amokim, he's aware that he's leaving. Hoyo biyodoi letzaveis, he's leaving, and he could have given orders that they should take from his nechosim. He didn't say anything. He leaves. A guten tag. Is gila daitai. So actions speak louder than words. He has no intentions of being mefarnes while he's away.
So I have a gilui das from him, he's not interested. So memele, so if a person is not interested, so the loch is as follows. Hilkach ishtoi de machayev lo betnai ksubim. Ishtoi, it doesn't matter if he's interested or not. He's mechuyev betnai ksubim ishtoi bet nichsei. So he's nechosam amishubim. Bonov ubnoisov, that he's not mechuyev, loy. So memele, so we don't take from the nechosam. He's not mechuyev, and he wasn't interested in doing it. Avol nishtate di yotza min oilam sheloi lo das mistomen nechilei sheyezunu bono v'bnoisa mishloi. This is a psanan sadi mistome. He is niche that they should support bono v'bnoisa. We don't have a raya fakert. So memele, that's why we give bono b'bnois. Just let's see, taisvis, bon taisvis. Loishan ilon, loch ben yoytze lo das, le yoytze sheloi lo das. Le kama bepeg basre, de muki lo ahi de misholach andines ayom, kishe ishra ishtai ayedei sholish, that he was memana na petropis to take care of his wife, avoloi bono b'bnoisa. Mashme de koidem sheyotza lehoya mashra oisam. Avelim hoya mashra. This halacha of mishe yotza lemdinas hayom, halacha lemdinas hayom, is speaking about that he was memana na petropis for his wife, and he wasn't memana for the children. Mashme de koidem sheyotza le mashra oisam. Avelim hoya mashra oisam gam onu hayuzonim oisam kim de nechale. They're speaking about the later that Petropis came and said, they're finished, they resigned, they're not giving anymore. So Memela, so then Beznus Yerudan Nechosov. And it would seem Bondov of Noisov, there'd also be Yerudan Nechosov if he would have been Mashal. Lefize Tzorech Loima, Say Bezoi. So we have an Akimte, Holach Medinus Yom is speaking about that we know Klo, before he left, he wasn't interested in giving his children panos. Now, we're differentiating between holach ladas and holach shalei ladas. The zonim bonov of noisav, afilu lehoye mashrim oisam mitchile. That's what you have to say. So that doesn't make sense. So that means if we see that before he wasn't interested in supporting his children, so now when he became a shaykh, you say, oh, mistomitz nichelei to support the children. You saw kloni at seichel. He wasn't mashrabon of abnois. Ve'nirelari dimlei hishra oisam mitchilei de sholis v'lei pilnusam amai mefalnusam oisam. Why should we not be mefalnus with making cheshbonis? You see, klo, it's not true. If it says over here by Nishtate that we're Yael in the Chosef or Bonav of Noisav, Sar Kochach is speaking about that he was Mephanis than before. It's also speaking about he was Mephanis than before. So both are speaking about he was Mephanis. Ubepeirik basre de mukilo be mashre ishtaye de sholish avaloi bonov ubenoisov. I, the Gemara says that, so it's talking about all cases he was mefanis. Hainu bishosha holach iniach mois piachlish lefanis ishtem leiniach lefanis bonov. Avulkoidim shaholach hayakulom nizainim mishaloi. So Taisva says that's what the Gemara means over there. The Gemara means that before he left, he gave an apotropis for the wife and not for the children. But till then, he was giving for the children. So Memele, so we say, but since when he left, he ignored giving instructions what happened with the children. So that's a gili das. He's not interested anymore giving the children. It's farty. My shein came by nishtate, since it was yotzo shaloi ladas, that's why we assume mistome, it was nichelei, to continue supporting the children like he was doing till now. So therefore, zherudin l'nechosov l'bonov ubnoisov.